Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This is Tim Roy, the voice of the Golden State Warriors, and you're listening to the Warriors Replay on 95.7 The Game. Well, the Minnesota Timberwolves banged up without Karl Anthony Towns or D'Angelo Russell. They're 4-11. They've won only two of their last 13. Josh Okogie, third-year pro to Georgia Tech, starts at the small forward spot, 6'4", 220 pounds. Jared Vanderbilt, who went to Kentucky, third-year pro, starts at the power forward spot. Nuss Reed starts at center, 6'9", 250 out of LSU. Ricky Rubio, guard out of Spain, well-traveled. It is a 10th NBA season. It's bounced around the league. And starting at the other guard spot will be Malik Beasley. Fifth-year pro out of Florida State, averaging 18.9 a night. Warriors with a change in their starting lineup. It's Andrew Wiggins, Draymond Green, Steph Curry, and Kelly Oubre Jr. The change is at the five. Kevon Looney will start at center. Scott Foster, Leon Wood, and Scott Twardowski are the three officials. I'm Tim Roy. Tom Tolbert has our CarMax keys to the game.
Boy, this one is just, I mean, they just got to, the last couple of games, get back to playing defense, knowing your scouting report. Don't let this team get to the paint. They're not very good shooters. Who's the best shooter out there from three? Probably Reed. He's their center. He's shooting about 40% from three. Beasley can hit some shots. But for the most part, these guys are penetrators. If they just play their style tonight, they're better than this team.
Opening tip control by the Wolves, wearing white uniforms with the dark across the shorts, blue letters, blue numbers in the backside, and a slash across the front. Ball comes over to the corner, and a corner three attempted there by Reed is no good. Oubre Jr. has it, and a backward feed to Wiggins. Wiggins played most of his career in Minnesota. First time back against his former mates. The young Canadian drives, gets to the rim, and scores. Easy for Andrew Wiggins. Now a long lead pass and a dunk off a made bucket. Malik Beasley gets an easy bucket. Not a good way to start the night for Golden State.
Now Oubre's got to see that one right over his head.
Draymond Green, top of the key three, off the rim, no good. And the rebound cleared by Reed. Gets on the far side to Rubio. Rubio, right wing, up top to Reed, looks to reverse it to the near wing, but a good denial of a Okogie by Curry, and the ball ends up in the hands of Beasley. Beasley to Reed, shoveled to Rubio, not much of a shooter, pulls up, top of the key jumper over Looney, doesn't go. Oubre cleans up the miss.
I'm going to put Wiggins in for 25 tonight.
Oubre Jr. down the lane, gets to the rim, got fouled, he'll go to the line to shoot two.
He always plays well against a former team, especially when it's the first time you play against him. Get up for the game. Organization let you go, traded you.
That was on Vanderbilt, who somehow went to Kentucky.
I thought that, too. I was like, yeah. What happened there?
Oh, you lost all kinds of sponsorship opportunities.
He really did.
Commodore's Commodore.
I'm sure Kentucky made up for it.
Hey, when I was doing Canadian League football with the great Lee Groskup, he said that Winnipeg had the guy that had to have been in the Pac-10. The guy's name was Troy Westwood.
That's good.
Free throw by Oubre. 1 and 2. They're both good. That's 4-2. Warriors on top. We played a minute 15. Here comes Rubio on the right side. Rubio stops on the bounce. Gets it up top. Reed. Bright lime sneakers. As does Okogie. Rubio takes it down the middle. Scoops it up over Looney. No good. Got his own rebound. Shoots a fadeaway. And now he's 0 for 3 as the ball's batted away. Curry has the ball on the bounce to Oubre Jr. Stops on the right wing. Needs help. Finds it in Draymond up top. Oubre Jr. goes away, leaving Curry. Curry chased by Rubio. Double finds Draymond. Draymond to the rack. Floats it up. It's good and a foul. It's going to be on Reed.
Got a heck of a job by Steph being able to get the ball back to Draymond quickly enough where Draymond could have a step. He didn't have to catch it and shoot it right away. One dribble, assess the situation. They did a nice job of taking away Looney on the weak side because Draymond loves that pass to the big guy. Didn't have it, lit it up softly off the glass.
Warriors being decisive, and this is a chance for them to get back into rhythm this week. They've got these two games with Minnesota, at Phoenix, home for Detroit.
Yep.
They'll sleep in their own beds and get things going the right way. Ball thrown out to the near side. Vanderbilt going baseline. Goes up over Oubre. Scoop no good. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Minnesota. This is Leon Wood, but he's calling for help. Scott Foster comes down from half court and says no. That's off the Warriors.
By the way, how do you know whose beds are going to be sleeping in?
I
don't know that for a fact.
I'm assuming. Jeez. Ball throw the far corner. Rubio whipped it inside. Pump fake. Vanderbilt goes up. A little scoop up and good.
He's long.
Getting a chance to play this year for the Wolves. 7-4. Golden State on top by 3. Here's Wiggins slicing off the screen. Goes up. Got a foul. He's going to the line. Ryan Saunders not happy.
I would love to see a stat. Players that play a certain amount of minutes, how they do the first time they face their former team.
It's got to be astronomical, and Reed picks up his second foul. Yep. He's got to go to the bench. Wiggins doesn't get shots on that.
What?
Does not get shots on that.
I looked up, and I said, what is he taking the ball out for?
It's unbelievable.
Wow.
He was fouled at the rim. Curry gets it. Far side, takes a three, and okay, it worked out.
See, it worked out. They got plus one.
Never mind. Jaden McDaniels has come in. Rookie out of UW. Second player in the last couple of years that Minnesota's gotten out of UW. Rubio with a drive to the rim, and Wiggins says, get that out of here. Knocked it away. 10-4 Warriors. Draymond on the break, all the way to the glass. It's goaltended by Vanderbilt. And Golden State leads by 8. Boy, Wiggins, he is so good at that trail block.
Yeah, he is.
Really is.
I mean, he's got a wingspan. I mean, everybody has a wingspan, but lengthy, let's put it that way.
Rubio plays catch outside. Gives the handoff to Beasley. Rubio gets it back up top. Throws it back to Beasley. One-on-one on Draymond. Takes him in. Got a little push-off. Shot no good. Slapped off the glass. Looney has it. Gets it to Curry, middle of the floor. Curry, top side right. Curry waiting, looped it to Looney. Looney, up top to Draymond. Open, no, throws back to Looney, over to Curry. Pump fake, fly by, step back off the dribble, three. Back rim, no good. Oubre Jr. tipped it, but it's grabbed in flight. And a nice backward pass that time by McDaniels. And we have a travel. The travel is going to be on Beasley, who may not have been expecting that pass.
I don't think he was. Couldn't get his feet right. Thought he had a player in front of him, so shuffled his feet. And the Warriors did a really good job forcing the Timberwolves to take the shots they want him to take.
Draymond Green lobbed to Wiggins. Backdoor dunk. That's easy. Ryan Saunders going to call a timeout. Warriors up 10. 8:27 to go in the first. 14-4 beginning. It's a 12-2 run on the 95-7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. They had a video up on the big board here at Chase for those who are here, showing Reggie Miller, who got on Steph Curry's post-game Zoom interview after the contest in Salt Lake City. And Curry blew kisses to the virtual crowd after that. Loose ball by Rubio. Turnover. Knocked away. Curry with it. Curry on the break out of the timeout. Wiggins changes direction with the left hand. Double clutch. No good. Stayed with it. Tipped it home. And it's 16-4. That's the start tonight for Golden State.
I love that there was no thought of pulling up for jumper there. It was catch it on the wing and let's go to the rim. Didn't get it to go, but got the offensive rebound. Put it back in. I love it.
He's pretty good when he gets up in the air to get square to the basket.
Yep.
It's really, that's a skill. Shot up, but no good on the baseline. Left by McDaniels. Pulled down by Oubre. Oubre Jr. cut off. Spins the foul line. Gives up the dribble to Curry. Right side three. Swish.
Nice. Draw the defense. Kick it out to the wing. To the best shooter in the history of the game.
Saturday it was 19-2 Utah. Tonight it's 19-4 Golden State. On the left wing, putting it on the deck quickly, McDaniels gets it up top. Beasley uses him as a screen. Beasley gets bumped, takes the shot, no good. The foul will go against Wiggins, and that should put Beasley on the free throw line.
And that's what you want to do with a team that's scuffling. Just jump them early. Jump them early. Don't give them any thoughts of winning the game. Edwards about ready to come in. Anxious to, or eager. I'm not anxious. I'm eager.
He's eager to come in.
To see him play.
He was anxious on opening night. Number one pick of the draft, Anthony Edwards, coming off the bench. Like many rookies who come into this league, he's just still feeling his way through the league.
Well, if you don't know where he's drafted, all you have to do is look in the back of his jersey.
Yep. There's number one. 34.7 from the field, only 27% from distance. Both free throws good for Beasley, and it's 19-6. Warriors lead by 13. Draymond Green's pass knocked away. Edwards will lead a three-on-one. Gets it to Beasley. He goes in, missed the layup. Edwards will save it to McDaniels. A little four-footer. Rolls off, tipped away, batted to the wing. Catch and shoot for Beasley outside. That's a three, and that's good.
Wow, missed a couple bunnies and ended with a three.
Well, one thing the Warriors win or lose in the next couple of weeks, two areas they have to get better at it, rebounding and fouling.
Yep.
Curry catches left side, and running into him on the dribble off the fake was McDaniels.
Well, they did a good job of not fouling against Utah. They just weren't close enough to foul. You got to remember the defend part of defend without fouling. The defend part of the equation also has to apply.
Taking it one step at a time. Looney gets the ball on the inbound, throws to Draymond, to Curry. Curry throws back to Looney, batted down. Wiggins will be the recipient. He gets a layup low right as a result of a deflection. Wiggins off to a good start, 8 of the 21 for Golden State. They lead 21-9. Lob inside, denied by Draymond. Looney leads Wiggins down the left wing to Draymond. Draymond changes direction, goes inside, stripped and stolen. He thought he got fouled. Scott Twersky says play on. Rubio stops, feeds the cutter, going up strong. Beasley laid it in over Looney. 21-11. Curry down the near sideline. Curry top the scoring board now in the NBA. Oubre Jr. catches, top of the key three. That's good. That's where he has been best outside the arc so far in the early season. 24-11. 5:45 to go first quarter. Warriors on top. Rubio takes a handoff, gets it over the corner. A jumper there by McDaniels won't go. Oubre Jr. defensive rebound. And the Warriors off and running again. Handoff Curry. Pump fake. Dribbles in, throws it back to Draymond. Curry relocates to the right corner. Good save on the pass. Ball batted down. Curry goes and gets it with the dribble. Chased hard there. Dribbles out. Gets to the paint all the way to the cup. Left hand, and it's good. It slipped out of his right hand. He kind of batted it in with his left on the way there, and he got fouled.
Well, if you've never had a chance to see Curly Neal, that was a fantastic impression. The ball bouncing around, dribbling exhibition, behind his back. Let me take it in. Get fouled on the right shoulder so I can't get the ball up. So let me just switch to my left hand and throw it in the bucket.
I'll give I'll give you $20 if you go down with a bucket of confetti and then just throw it up in the air. You know?
Yo, that's a different zone, Tim. They'll tackle me before I ever have a chance to get down to the floor.
That's true. Free throw good by Curry. We don't want to incite our own chaos here.
No, we do not.
27-11. Wolves are 4 of 15 from the field. McLaughlin has checked in for the first time. He had a good game against Golden State last year. Wiggins gets a steal. Ball was knocked away. Over to Draymond. Jump pass down to Wiseman, who's checked in. Wiseman had it knocked away. And it is saved by McLaughlin right in front of the Warrior bench. And he gets it back from McDaniels. McLaughlin's pass inside, stolen by Mulder. Locates Curry right up the heart of the defense. His pass deflected out of bounds. Warriors getting a little sloppy with the rock here mid-first quarter.
About ready to hit that Benny Hill music. That's the one thing I think James Wiseman does really well. Run the court, get to the rim, and pin his guy. He's done that a number of times this year. If he continues to do that, it'll pay dividends.
Curry gets a screen from Wiseman, throws to the corner. Draymond there, hits a three, no good. Wiseman goes for the rebound, got fouled in the process by Ed Davis.
Draymond's kind of frisky offensively tonight, isn't he?
Yep, he is. He's ready to go. He's already taken five shots.
I know. I was going to look to see what his season high on shots is.
Seeing Ed Davis foul Wiseman reminds me of his dad, Terry Davis. No Charmin in that guy.
No.
You played against him, right?
Yep.
That was a big dude.
He was a rock. An absolute rock. Shoulders. I mean, just, yeah, he was a big dude. Lefty.
I mean, you're a big dude, but he was bigger, right there with you.
He's bigger than I was.
Wiseman makes the first, missed the second. It's 28-11, Warriors.
I was better looking, though.
Because that haircut you got, that's why. Here's McLaughlin gets around Curry and gets a layup from the top of the key to the rim. Steve Kerr won't like that. Wiggins to the far hash mark. Throws to the wing to Mulder. So interesting combination here. Mulder down to Wiseman. Almost stepped out of bounds. Spins. Backs up Davis into a jump hook. It's up a good turning right shoulder.
How pretty was that?
Yeah. Took his time.
Those are the type of things you see and go, oh, ho, ho.
I tell you, I'm going to be very patient with everybody's judgments on Wiseman because he's going to be good. Pick and roll. Davis goes down the lane and just like his dad, yep, slams it down.
I'll be patient with Wiseman. I won't be patient for their stupid judgments.
Timeout,
if
Warriors.
You make them too early.
30-15, 3:49 to go. It's an overreactive world on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. We're in the Cyber Policy broadcast booth. 19 on the shot clock. Warriors going to the basket at our right. Ball inbounded from Wiggins to Mulder. Mulder middle of the floor to Draymond. Turns. Backdoor lob. Wiseman went to try to dunk it. He got fouled. Davis. So says Leon Wood. Ryan Saunders not happy.
Well, those are the type of things you can't do with Kevon Looney. He can get up, but not like Wiseman. Wiseman, you can throw it at the top of the square, and he can go get that ball.
Wiseman missing the first, coming off the bench. It's a long season, and he's going to learn this year that the NBA is a lot of starting and stopping. He misses both free throws. 30-15.
Just stay ready.
I like this group here, though. Mulder getting a chance to play with the starting five. McLaughlin, not that my opinion matters at all, as Beasley steps out for a three. It's no good. Mulder the rebound, hand off Draymond. Draymond crossing midcourt, throws for Wiggins.
Oh,
won't post up, passed it back out to, now Mulder, over to Curry right side. Curry outside the arc, his pass deflected. Grabbed by Wiseman, back to Curry, pump fake. 8 on the clock, Curry goes to work, dribbles, fades, fires. It's off the front rim in the glass, and it's no good.
Wiggins should have taken that shot in the post up.
Absolutely, he's really good at that too.
He is.
McDaniels. Plays catch outside with Davis. Crossover by McDaniels. Leans in on the goal. A beautiful floater coming down the left side of the lane.
See, that's the question when you have Curry and Mulder in there together. Can they keep guys in front of them? If you have got guards that are good at penetrating, you may have some issues.
On the far wing, Wiggins. Wiggins drive, goes in, and got tied up. It's a jump ball. McDaniels reaching in. McDaniels kind of a 6'9 guard, if you will. 192 pounds. Jared Culver comes in for the first time for Minnesota. Second-year pro out of Texas Tech on that great Red Raiders team. Wiggins and McDaniels to jump in the circle to our right. Wiggins wins it back to Mulder. Plenty of time on the clock, 14. Ball goes from the left wing to Wiggins. Wiggins will take a three. It's a back rim miss and a long rebound. Taken down in traffic by Culver. He'll bring it up himself. Culver off a pick, gets Wiseman. Backs up, throws it over on the far side to McLaughlin. McLaughlin calls up Davis for the screen, drives on Draymond, penetrates over to a corner three attempt by Edwards. That's no good. Curry ends up with a deflected rebound. Now behind the back, shoveled it left wing to Wiggins. Good catch. No, he bounced it out of bounds, and we're not going to make that the official one because the pass was so low and so hard, hard for him to handle.
I think the ball went out of bounds, too.
Yeah.
I don't know that he stepped out. That doesn't count. We'll get another one.
McLaughlin. Track record shows, and it's a big sample size. McLaughlin left side, has Curry on his hip, bounce pass out to Culver. Culver met by Wiggins, gets downhill, goes up over Wiseman, who blocked it away, and now we have a foul. Scott Foster blows the whistle. 30-17, Warriors with a minute 55 to go in quarter number one. Tim Roy, Tom Tolbert, and our cast of thousands here. Well, Ryan Saunders talked about Andrew Wiggins and his fitting in with Golden State.
They have him in a great role. You know, some of the things that he's been able to show here, you know, are things that, you know, will continue to carry, you know, over years, you know, with, you know, guys like Steph, guys like Draymond, you know, his ability to be active defensively, turn defense into offense. They've been getting him in the post a little bit more too, you know, and then, you know, just playing off the catch.
Oubre comes in, Draymond goes out, Wiggins out, Lee in. So it's Curry, Mulder, Lee, Oubre, and Wiseman.
And that was when we talked about fouling Tim. Wiggins didn't need to foul him because Wiseman was there.
Oh, he was waiting.
Trust your big guy.
You think that comes over the course of a season when they all learn to trust him a little bit more?
I hope so. I mean, he's back there. He's long. He can block shots. If you get beat, sometimes you get beat. Just trust that he'll be there.
Warriors on the attack. Oubre off a handoff from Wiseman. Missed the elbow jumper. Rebound fingertip by McDaniels to the front court. Down the lane to the rim goes Edwards. Look out. It's a right-hand slam.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Take off and get out of the way. Curry up top. Dribble drive. Warriors lead down to 9, and we get an offensive foul. Scott Foster calls one on Steph Curry. Wow.
It's hard to see from our angle if he extended that arm, but Scott Foster had a pretty good look at it.
And he's a very good official.
Yep.
Been around a long time. McLaughlin on the right wing, throws to Davis. Davis turns, shoveled up top to Edwards. Edwards working on Mulder, top of the key jumper, short, falls in the breadbasket of Wiseman, who in turn passes it softly to Curry, underhand to Lee, over to Wiseman. He'll drive down the lane, gets a bump from Davis, off the left hand, off the glass. 32-21. Wiseman now with 5 points. Here's McLaughlin down the lane. Shoots a floater up and good.
And again, that's the problem with Steph and Mulder, keeping people in front.
Curry to Lee. 32-23 Golden State. Curry takes a handoff. Works on McLaughlin. Now steps back. Takes the three. It's up and no good. Rebound goes out of bounds in the far corner. And Golden State now, 3 of 8 from 3. Minnesota 1 of 5. Wolves shooting 39%. Golden State leads by 9, shooting 57%. Not necessarily a good sign. Culver up top with Davis. Jared Culver drives off the screen, goes around Wiseman, then took an extra step.
I was like, hey, that's a pretty whoa. One too many.
A pretty good move if you don't count the stats.
That was a Euro and one.
That was a Euro and a Red River step. There you go. Warriors will wind it down. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Shot clock turned off. Curry on top of the logo. Dribbling on McLaughlin. Waiting to 5, to 4, to 3. Curry, now we get a whistle. We have a foul.
Yeah.
We had some jostling, some pushing, and some shoving. Leon Wood spots an infraction.
Yeah, McDaniels was grabbing Lee. They're trying to get a pin down for Damian Lee to come out to the wing for a jump shot. McDaniels wouldn't let him go, just grabbed him by his arm.
And Damian Lee to the stripe. Safe to say that your teammate and friend Steve Kerr has a lot of combinations he still wants to look at?
Yes. Yeah, he's still trying to figure this team out, who goes best with who, in what situations, against who. And he said 20 games, and that's usually what I look at, 20 games to figure out the personality of the team and how it all fits together. So he's just trying to work it out and see what combinations work together.
Lee, an 83% free throw shooter, buries the first. Second one's on the way. Good rotation and a splash. Now ball thrown into McLaughlin. He gets to midcourt, pulls up, has an uncontested three. It's off the back rim. And the Warriors, led by as many as 17, they take an 11-point lead in the second quarter, 34-23, on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Time for your CarMax game summary. Warriors right now leading by 11, 34-23 at the end of one, shooting 57.1%, 12 of 21 from the floor, 18 points in the paint on 9 of 11 shooting. Wolves shooting 37% at 9 for 24. Warriors with the ball. They're going left to right on your radio dial. Wanamaker with Lee, Pascal, Bazemore, and Oubre to start the second. Wanamaker outside the arc on the right wing. Entry pass down to Pascal. Playing small ball, five, goes baseline, goes hard, goes up, missed it, got his own rebound, stops, handoff inside, beautiful pass, blocked away, ball deflected, ends up in the hands of Jared Culver. Culver crossover to the right hand, sweeping drive over Bazemore, no good, tipped out of bounds, last touch by Minnesota and Reed. Reed with Edwards, McLaughlin, Culver, and Lehman. Jake Lehman seeing his first action tonight. Portland Trailblazer. Pascal dribble handoff to Wanamaker. Off the screen, bounce pass back to Pascal. Goes to the corner to Bazemore. Entry pass, Pascal, seven to shoot. Finds an open man, Damian Lee. Above the break, three is drained by Lee. And it's 37-23 Warriors.
That's a really nice find by Pascal. And he put a little heat on the pass, too, so the defense didn't have a chance to close out on Lee when he caught it.
14-point advantage. Minnesota going at the south basket here at Chase. Shot by Edwards, no good off the back rim. Hit the 24-second clock. And it is out of bounds to Golden State. Wanamaker on the bounce over to Lee. Lee in front of head coach Steve Kerr to Bazemore. He slid a pass him to the defenders to Pascal. Pascal dribbles in. Nowhere to go. Bazemore now doubled. Bad pass stolen away by McLaughlin, who anticipated the play, and he gets a fast break layup as a result.
Yeah, McLaughlin saw that coming a mile away.
Golden State with five turnovers. Minnesota with six. Lee drives on Culver. Feeds Pascal. Won't take the three. Pascal unsure. Takes his man into the paint. Jump hook over Reed. On the rim. No good. Reed high in the air. Gets the defensive rebound to Lehman. Lehman drifting in the front court to Edwards, the number one pick of the draft. High post, now got it to Reed. Over to McLaughlin. McLaughlin penetrates to the corner. Ball moving side to side for Minnesota. Penetration again, this one by Reed to Lehman, who gets a layup as the Warriors were scrambling and chasing on defense.
Well, that's what happens when you move the ball from side to side. You get the defense moving.
Lee off the screen. Now, banged into by Culver. Feeds Pascal. Hand off to Oubre Jr. Oubre Jr. down the lane. In traffic. Bad shot. No good. Deflected. Got his own rebound. Forced it back up. No good. Tip. No good. Rebound loose to McLaughlin. Here comes Minnesota. They're down by 10. McLaughlin, beautiful bounce pass to Culver. And fouling him in the process is Wanamaker. Wanamaker goes over to help him up to let him know there was no ill intent. And two free throws for the T-Wolves. Time for our Twitter question brought to you by the K5 from Kia. And tonight the Twitter question, as always, is prefaced by where and how are you listening. Other than the Splash Brothers, again, other than the Splash Brothers, who's your favorite shooter in the NBA all time? Hit me up at Warriors Box, Warriors VOX. You can hit Tom up on his cell phone. His number is not. My email is timroy@warriors.com. It's T-I-M-R-O-Y-E at warriors.com. We try to answer as many as we can. Where and how, other than the Splash Brothers, who's your favorite
shooter of all time. Two free throws good by McLaughlin at the other end. And the shot is up and
good by
Oubre.
Mully was the first one that popped
in. Oh, there you go. Lehman goes backdoor in transition on a break. Gets a dunk. You'll have more time to ponder it because here come the Wolves. It's 37-31 Warriors, an 8-0 Minnesota run. Timeout with 9:15 to go in the first half on the Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Tim Roy, Tom Tolbert, back up top here in the Cyber Policy broadcast booth. Warriors right now on the downside of a run for Minnesota. 8-0 run. It's 37-31 Golden State on top. Warriors started 10 of their first 14 as Wanamaker pulls up from 18 and buries a shot, but Warriors are now 4 of their last to 16.
Well, that was the best look they've had in the last couple minutes.
39-31. A lot of contested layups for the Warriors here in the second quarter. Culver on a post-up, turning left shoulder, doesn't get it. Spinning with the rebound is Pascal. He'll take it across the timeline. Gliding down the right wing with the dribble. Off a pick by Oubre. Spins back. Now drives hard on McLaughlin. Takes him right to the cup. Finger rolls it up and in.
He finally got the smaller man on him so he could use his body to get to the rim. He's having a hard time with Reed because Reed's bigger than he is.
Reed looks like someone taught him a little bit about leverage, too.
Yes.
McLaughlin rotates to Edwards. Pull up contested two. Short. Rebound deflected. Bazemore had it. Bazemore. Front court. Off the screen. Goes hard to the rim. Right hand. Good. He got fouled. An explosion of speed for Bazemore coming down the right side. And the foul by Culver puts him on the line. Chance for an and one.
Yeah, as soon as he saw he had the angle on Culver, he just took off. And then I think it surprised Culver a little bit that he finished with his right hand. Nice move.
Well, Dub Nation racking and giving Warrior fans an Oakland Forever surprise. For a limited time, get a Warriors hoodie by Oaklandish free when you sign up for Rakuten and spend $25 at Warriors Shop in-store or online. You'll also earn 10% cash back. 7-0 run as the free throw was good by Bazemore. 44-31, 13-point Warriors lead. Warriors go back into their 2-3 zone. Bazemore directing traffic from the weak side. Ball goes to McLaughlin to Reed. Reed in the middle of the zone, takes Pascal to the baseline, flipped it up with the right hand, doesn't go. Lee with the board and the ball, feeds Bazemore down the right wing. Bazemore looking for something to develop weak side, finds Pascal. Jab step from his triple threat into a jump shot, it's no good. Jake Lehman's got the board for Minnesota. Edwards comes down the near wing. Edwards taking one, Wiseman taking two. Reed now just goes in, a little bully ball over Pascal, got his own rebound and laid it in.
A nice strong move. Didn't finish, but was able to knock Pascal out of the way, so he had a clear lane for an offensive rebound.
44-33, the lead for Golden State is 11. Bazemore and Pascal exchange. Bazemore from 18, got it. Bazemore. Seems that this group, where they play in a decisive manner, and they don't hesitate with the ball. They get an open look, they take it. They're much more comfortable.
Yeah.
McLaughlin off a screen, drifting baseline, gives it up, skipped it over to Edwards. Edwards to a cutting Lehman. Lehman fumbled it, gets it far corner. McLaughlin hits a three ball, and it's good. Wanamaker got out there, but the angle he was on put him to the wrong side.
Yeah.
McLaughlin has 9. Wanamaker gives it to Pascal. Pascal hands off to Bazemore. Top of the key at the foul line. Bad pass deflected. Run down by Oubre Jr. Step back off the dribble. Jumper good from the baseline.
The offense seems to be running a lot smoother when Pascal's setting the screens. They just get him out there, set the screens, get somebody open, and move around.
Reed to the cup. He'll drive in and score on the left side of the basket with the inside hand. 48-38. Teams exchanging hoops here. Mid-second quarter. Long jumper by Oubre Jr. A three. That's good. Every passing day, he gets a little more confident. Lehman goes up. Rejected by Bazemore. Rather, that's Damian Lee with the help. Here's Pascal the other way. Pascal, handoff, Wanamaker. Trail three. No good. Reed. Defensive board. They want a timeout. McLaughlin will come up the left side and get the timeout as Wanamaker goes for a steal. 51-38 Warriors, 5:38 to go before halftime on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Well, since the last timeout was 37-31 at 9:15, Warriors have hit 6 of their next 7 shots and the lead 51-38. Curry back on the floor with Draymond Green for Golden State with Wiggins, Pascal, and Wanamaker. Rubio back out there, gets it now to Reed, who airballs a three. It is saved, but hit the back of the basket. Vanderbilt, good hustle. And so it will go over to Golden State. By the way, on our Kia Twitter question, we've got some interesting answers. We'll get to those in a moment. Curry in right wing to Wanamaker to Pascal. Left sideline, Draymond Green. Coming up, Wiggins up top. Wiggins dribbles, spins into a screen. Throws to Curry, who's open. Takes the three. Top side, no good. He got fouled. And Curry will be helped up. Twitter question, of course, where and how are you listening? And other than the Splash Brothers, who's your favorite shooter? On email, Don says, toss up between Cassie Russell and Terry Teagle.
Wow.
That's going back. And
teammate Terry Teagle
from Mill Valley, Mr. Jennings gets a vote, 56% from three. Wow!
So funny story with Terry Teagle is that you know how guys scream when they get fouled?
Yeah,
they don't do it as much now as they used to. But Terry used to scream when he was doing the jab step and he just started to go into his move. Seriously, you could hear him on the other side of the court. He'd go I go, who are you trying to kid? I go, you're not even, you dribbled after you did that. I go, you think they're going to fall for that? And he goes, T, some of these guys are dummies.
Wow. Curry hits two of three. I don't know how to follow that. Reed with the ball, handoff up top. Backing up Beasley. Poe goes into a three straight on. Popped out, rebound Reed, low right.
Yeah, he's a tough guy to move once he gets leverage down there.
53-40, Warriors up 13. Looney getting ready to come back in. On the bounce, Pascal on the right side. Finds Draymond. Pascal screens nice. For Curry. Curry has all day for three and cashes in.
See, at some point, Tim, that will be something he doesn't have to have Draymond tell him. Draymond pointed that out for him.
Right. That's, again, just another benefit of having a guy like Draymond Green.
Yep.
Ball thrown middle of the floor to Vanderbilt. Stepping back was Okogie. Pump fake. Good defense by Curry. Rubio takes Curry in. Spins. Spin around 14-footer. Drops in for Rubio. Ball quickly advanced by Draymond on the far side. That's Rubio's first bucket. Wiggins in the corner. Finds Draymond. Left hash mark. Tapping the key to Pascal. Looks to facilitate, but he's open for 15. Misses that. Wiggins
nice.
High in the air with a rebound. Put back on the rim.
That was good. That was a man's rebound right there.
Boy, the Warrior bench thought there was a foul there. Timeout, Minnesota 58-42. Warriors up 16. On the Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Jeff checks in from San Jose. Says Chris Mullins' his favorite shooter on Twitter. Pravin is also listening on our flagship station, 95.7 The Game. And he says his favorite shooter was Reggie Miller.
Yep.
And then watching Miller work with Mullen at Indiana. And Dwayne from Napa says, Tolbert, my favorite shooter of all time.
Oh, that guy needs to put down the beer.
He says he loves surprises.
Yeah, well, he's surprised he drank as much as he did, too.
Rubio now off a screen. We have a whistle. It's an offensive foul on Minnesota as they go at the basket.
Well, I played with three of the greatest shooters of all time. Played with Chris Bully,
yep.
Steve.
Yep.
And Del Curry.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a pretty darn good threesome right there.
Those guys could flat out stripe it. Just stripe it. Incredible shooters.
And Steve had a really tough role because he had to come in cold a lot of the time and do it. Draymond almost stumbled and fell with the ball left side of the key to Curry, top of the circle. Curry now working. Ball knocked away momentarily. Gets it back. He's guarded by Culver behind the back. Head fake. Pass batted down. He gets it back. Feeds up top to Wanamaker, who's fouled. And his bank shot goes in on the go. Sometimes Stephen Curry just leads a charmed life.
That first pass had no business getting back to him. Just a whip pass about 50 miles an hour.
Wow.
Threw it off the hand of Culver, came right back to him. And then Wanamaker, and give Wanamaker credit for making himself available. A lot of guys just stand around the perimeter without finding the open spots.
Free throw, good three-point play. And the Warriors on a 24-11 push have a 19-point lead, 61-42. 3:15 to go before halftime. On the far side.
Zoned it up.
Beasley, yep, back in the zone. Rubio down the lane, goes to the corner, and the three is up and good from the left corner by McDaniels.
Well, you're going to give up some threes if you zone, and they feel like, hey, this isn't a great shooting team. Let's make them work at it.
Wiggins on the bounce downstairs to Looney. Up top to Draymond. Launches the three. It's good. Draymond gets it right back. Draymond Green has an 8.4 assist first half. He does not have a rebound. Now the cutter down the lane. Beasley goes up, and it's good, and he got fouled by Draymond. Chance for a three-point play. Dylan is from Springfield, Missouri, checks in, listening to the radio broadcast online, and he says his favorite shooter of all time is Pacious Stojakovic.
Ah, very nice.
Could nail it.
Yep. Very good shooter. Tremendous shooter. That was a great team.
Oh, my goodness. That one year, and I know the Lakers went on to win and everything, but that one year I thought they were the best team in basketball.
I agree. Best passing big men I've ever seen with Vlade and Weber.
Now, Looney's pass for Draymond Green goes out of bounds. And the free throws were good. 64-48 for Minnesota at the other end. Beasley making the free throw on the three-point play. Now we have a whistle. Warriors still in the zone. We have a foul.
Yeah. And I should say, as a tandem, both those guys together.
Right.
They've been great fives. I mean, Walton, Sabonis, I go on with passing. But to have a five and a four that could pass like that when they ran the UCLA offense high post, well, that team would just slice you apart. They were fun to watch.
And when they had white chocolate, that was even crazier.
Yeah, that's when the boat started rocking a little bit. It got a little scary.
Inside, Beasley goes in, backs up Looney, gets fouled from behind by Wiggins, and this game's lost its momentum for Golden State. And so, the foul goes to Looney. That'll be his second. So where and how are you listening? At Warriors Vox on Twitter, and other than the Splash Brothers, who's your favorite shooter of all time?
McGavin?
Very nice.
Very nice. Shooter.
Now, there were some great shooters when I was a little kid, like Fred Brown of
pretty
Seattle.
Downtown Brown.
Oh, he had range.
Oh,
he would have made a lot of money in today's game.
Oh,
I'm telling you.
Oh. I can't imagine how many more points he would have had if they had a three-point line back then.
Free throw good. 64-50. Wolves on the way back here. Warriors led by 19. It seemed like just a moment ago. Curry gives up the ball way outside to Looney. Looney dribbles over to Wiggins. Wiggins gets downhill, stops and pops over McDaniels, who's having a good first half. Rubio with a flop. Curry ran into him. Now, if you could describe the haircut for Rubio.
Pirate?
Okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking maybe
can
a little,
you see him on a ship?
Little,
like
little samurai, maybe? You know?
Yeah, I could see that, too. Samurai's more of a top knot, though, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
He's got the pirate, and he's got the beard going. Like, if after the game, he, like, went and put on some, like, boots and had a sword and had that Captain Jack Sparrow hat. Perfect.
Shiver me timbers.
I mean, you could see a replica of him in the Pirates of the Caribbean ride.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
No doubt.
Yeah. Rubio hits both. 64-52, 7 straight for Minnesota now. 2:05 to go in the first half. Curry, guarded by the young swashbuckler, gets it to Looney. Back to Curry. 17-footer straight on. Swish. Stephen Curry with a beautiful textbook jump shot there. He's got 16. Three more threes for Curry in this half. Back door. Culver from Rubio makes a nice spin move on Looney, but Looney somehow gets the rebound of the miss. A miss to Wolves. Curry gets fouled and just throws it up toward the basket. Fouls on the floor. That'll be the first foul in the last 2 minutes for Minnesota. And so Golden State will throw it in from midcourt. Of course, the all-time Pirate team in my estimation was the We Believe Warriors.
Yeah, I've heard stories.
Yeah, that was a Pirate team. Curry goes away from a screen, dribble drive to the lane,
nice.
Underhand flip, won't go, rebound deflected. It's loose, Culver knocked it down, picked up by Wiggins. He bounced it on the floor, so Draymond had time to come from backcourt. Draymond up top, calls Looney over for a screen. Gets his screen, takes a jumper. It's up and good for Draymond with the shot clock winding down. A 10-point first half for Draymond. Warriors back up by 16.
Draymond feeling it tonight.
68-52. Rubio off a pick. Terminates. Rotates the ball up top. Vanderbilt with a move. Left hand, no good. Rebound. Draymond. Draymond accelerates. Draymond all the way. It's a foot race. Up, it's blocked. Loose ball. Wiggins put back. No. Rebound. Rubio lost it. Spinning away. Coming out of the pack is Beasley with 44 seconds to go. His pass ill-advised, but deflected right to Culver. Back out to Beasley. Shot clock at 13. Ryan Saunders pleading with his team to be patient. Beasley comes over left side. Pull up off the dribble. Three is good.
I'm not sure if that's the patience he had in mind.
Curry now can get two for one, but then decides against it.
Yeah, little tight.
Beasley with 15. Shot clock at 14, game clock at 21 and change. Neither team a foul to give. Off the screen, Curry spinning on Rubio, backs him up, dribbles, head fake, now drives in, fakes, goes up a second time, no good. Tip, no good. Rebound, Looney, put back, no good. And the rebound in traffic taken away by McDaniels. Has Culver at midcourt with three, with two, pulls up. Contested shot blocked by Wiggins, and the half is over. And the Warriors will go to the locker room leading by 13. They have led the entire way. A 16-point half for Curry. It's Golden State 68, Minnesota 55 on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. We have an update. Speaking of shooting, Malik Beasley's jumper was overruled from a 3 to a 2 at halftime. So it's now 68-54. The Warriors have a 14-point lead. And if you're just dialing by wondering why James is talking about favorite shooters, that's our Kia Twitter question. Other than the Splash Brothers, who's your favorite shooter of all time? We've gotten a lot of response. A lot of different answers for that one. But, Tom, the Warriors got off to a good start in this game. You know, every NBA team is going to try to push back on most nights. Minnesota has done that a couple of different occasions. How can the Warriors come out, get off to another good start, be efficient, and try to get a really nice cushion in this game so they can have some fun in the fourth?
Well, the same energy they came out of the gates with. Set some screens, get other people open, be aggressive, try to attack the bucket, and, oh, yeah, look for Steph.
Draymond Green's outside. First possession. Warriors going right to left on your radio dial in half number two. Kevon Looney's entry pass was knocked away by Rubio. Rubio lost it as Looney went to the floor to get it. Gets it to Wiggins with five to shoot. He'll drive. Goes up. Avoids contact. Shot no good. Tipped out of bounds. And it's off of Looney and over to Minnesota.
What you don't want to do, and they almost turned it over there, is be sloppy, come out lackadaisical. Focus, first 5 minutes, important.
Rubio out there with Okogie, Vanderbilt, Reed, and Beasley. And it is Vanderbilt who hands off to Rubio, takes it to trouble, got stripped. Beasley, cross court to Reed. He puts it on the deck. The running left-hander is no good. Slapped out of bounds by Vanderbilt over the back of Draymond Green. And it is Golden State ball. 42 seconds played here in the third quarter. Golden State maintaining 68-34. Draymond Green on the bounce to Curry. Curry stops at the foul line. Back to Draymond. Loads up a three on the front rim, wide to the right. Reed will clear with his seventh board of the night for the white-clad opposition from Minnesota. Ball in the paint to Vanderbilt, stripped by Wiggins, picked up by Looney. Now Oubre Jr. cruising on a two-on-four. Drifts left wing for balance, gives it to Looney. Nobody guards him. Goes right down the lane for a dunk.
So what happens when everybody follows Steph? Everybody follows Steph. All the eyes follow Steph. And Looney says, hey, run away to the bucket.
Basketball gravity is a dangerous thing to deal with.
Yeah.
Vanderbilt hands off. Okogie spins on the left wing. Pass to Rubio. Knocked away by Curry. It's out of bounds. Rubio comes over to Scott Foster. Pleads his case. Six to shoot for the T-Wolves. Okogie to throw it in. Pass to the wing. Reed, corner three. Bounced in and out. Rebound. Hustled to by Vanderbilt to Reed, who goes up. and it's blocked by Draymond. Loose ball, Reed saved it. It's out of bounds off Looney. But that play, Jared Vanderbilt, great hustle on that play.
Tremendous.
Wow.
These guys are letting you know right away, hey, we may be shorthanded a little bit. We're going to fight you.
Vanderbilt originally drafted by Orlando back in 2018. Reed at the box, turns, left-hand jump hook, nothing there. Draymond in traffic pulls down the rebound. Now pass ahead, that's knocked away. Warriors getting sloppy. Ball Okogie to Rubio, Rubio to Beasley. Layup is good.
And that's how teams get back in games. Just sloppiness. No attention to detail.
Golden State with 8 turnovers that resulted in 13 points for Minnesota. Crossover dribble by Wiggins, takes it to the right wing. To Looney, they exchange. Hand off to Wiggins. Takes the three from the right sideline. It's up and good. 13 for Wiggins. Wiggins high against any opponent is Cleveland, the team that drafted him. Kind of proving your theory there as Beasley spins and hits a right off the right foot jumper. 73-58. Draymond Green dribbles middle, guarded by Rubio on a switch, looking for Curry. Off a couple of pin downs, takes the left wing, back up top to Draymond. Now to Wiggins, he'll back up to the top of the key. Pull up off the dribble, three, hit it, his second in a row. And Wiggins starting to get hot. It's 76-58.
Well, he hits them in bunches.
Just gets a rhythm there for minutes at a time. Reed with a push three, it's up and good. Up on his tippy toes with that one. 76-61, Curry a two-hand heave to Looney at the left elbow to Draymond, middle of the floor, handoff Curry, off the screen, coming left. Left-hand dribble to the baseline, bounce pass to Looney, a beauty. He waits, traffic to clear, missed the layup. Looney's been almost automatic this month. Rebound to Minnesota, Rubio left alone right side. He misses a three, Vanderbilt with a rebound, timeout. Steve Kerr, because the putback was true. 76-63 Warriors, 8:26 to go in the third quarter on the Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. We're in the Cyber Policy broadcast booth brought to you by Cyber Policy, a winning cyber defense. Tim Roy, topside with Tom Tolbert. Warriors up by 13, but not playing as crisply as they would like.
Now, let's see if they run something for Wiggins here.
Wiggins now with 16 is hit back-to-back threes. Draymond Green up the floor, handoff Wiggins left wing. Through a Looney screen, through a Curry pick. Takes it right side on Rubio. Down the lane, spins, hangs, fires. It's up and good.
Keep running stuff for him.
You have magical powers. Into the huddle you go. Rubio with the ball. Down the near wing. Rubio, chest pass, gets it far side to Beasley. Vanderbilt turns and faces on Draymond, takes him on the dribble, takes it inside. It's an offensive foul. KYP.
Yep. Vanderbilt got that shoulder into him as he was trying to drive, and Draymond felt the shoulder and then fell down. Knew he'd get the call.
So the Warriors up 15. You figure with a good burst here, mid-third quarter, not be able to push the lead into the 20s.
Yep.
Wiggins. Working hard, Vanderbilt. Man, this kid works hard. Rubio bounces out of the switch, forces Wiggins to the backcourt as he tipped it there. Wiggins and Rubio bumping. Wiggins drives hard, penetrates over to Draymond. Draymond puts it on the deck. Pass deflected and stolen away by Beasley. Gets it over to Okogie. Okogie dribbles in, throws out, low pass. Good catch by Reed in the corner. Waits for the trailer. It's Beasley. He'll fire away with a three. It's no good. It's on the floor. Reed hustles to it. Gets it to Okogie. Fresh 14 for Minnesota. Rubio left alone. Pulls up from 15 and tangles himself up with Wiggins and draws a foul.
Got to tell you, I love when big guys get on the ground.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, it's not easy when you're close to 7 feet to get down there and get the ball. And these guys give up their body and sometimes kick to the face, whatever. Just get up. Get after the ball and get after it. I think I just said that twice.
You did.
I did.
For emphasis.
Get after it. How about a third time? All just right. For the heck of it, why not?
Let me get after the Twitter question. Bruce at Warriors Vox, Warriors VOX says, Mark Price, shooters, shoot.
Yes.
Joe, listening on one of our network stations, says the mention of Cassie Russell made me think of Joe Ellis. Interesting.
Going back a little bit.
Now, bad pass after the free throws. And here comes Vanderbilt down the lane, left side. He laid it in. Steve Kirk's going to call another timeout. the lead down to 11. Couple of free throws and then a bad pass, a steal and a layup. 78-67 Golden State on the Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. 7:01 to go in the third. Golden State has threatened to blow this open, but sloppy play and good hustle by Minnesota have kept the Timberwolves within striking distance. Mulder out there with Wiseman, Wiggins, Draymond, and Curry. Curry off a pick. They leave him alone. Takes a three, no good. Wiseman there to clean it up with a two-hand slam.
Wow. I mean, that's about as bad as you can play Steph Curry.
Wow, wow, wow.
Steph Curry at the three-point line. Let's leave him. And they got away with it.
On the dribble, Vanderbilt goes up over Wiggins. Contested shot, never had a chance. Loose rebound, picked off the floor by Draymond. He wants to push, takes it middle. Backward flip to Curry, Eric, but Curry runs it down. Left hand, stops, pops off the dribble. Got it! Three ball by Curry, makes it 83-67. Curry now with 19 points.
He makes that look so easy.
Just crazy. Vanderbilt. And nobody's ever done it like him in this game, ever. Beasley backs up Draymond, fires away from distance. Curry tipped the rebound to himself. Curry up the floor. Pass to Mulder. Mulder relocates with a dribble, takes a three, no good. Rebound deflected. Rubio back to get it for Minnesota. Rubio, the Spaniard. High post to Reed. Back to Rubio at the foul line. Block gets it out to Reed. Not afraid to fire from distance. Off the rim, off the glass, no good. Rebound Vanderbilt. He got fouled. DJ checks in other than the Splash Brothers. West and Goodrich. Ooh, good shooting pair.
Yeah.
Favorite Warrior shooter, Rick Barry. Most exciting, Pistol Pete. And clutch game-winning shooter is Larry Bird. We give a timeout on the floor. I guess Vanderbilt might be hurt. On his back.
Maybe poked in the eye, maybe?
Yeah. They're out to attend to him.
We're checking to see if this foul meets the criteria for a flagrant foul and a possible hostile act after a common foul.
Oh. So you heard Scott Foster there.
Possible hostile act?
Hostile act.
Oh, there's blood coming out of his top of his eye. Kind of where a boxer would bleed.
Who did they call the common foul? It's on Draymond.
They might give him a flagrant because the hand's coming down and hits him in the head.
Yeah, I think they give him a flagrant. I don't know if there's a hostile.
I don't think so, no.
They kind of gave him an extra little shove down, but.
I think flagrant one.
Scott Foster talking to folks back in the lair of Jason Phillips. Fortunately, Vanderbilt's up and okay.
Right on the floor is a common foul on Draymond Green, followed by a dead ball technical foul on Draymond Green.
Huh, what?
Eh?
Okay, moving on.
A dead ball technical, I guess that's for hitting him on the way down, I guess.
Hey, you got me.
My guess is this one will not be rescinded. So.
No.
Daniels and Marin, he's syncing up the audio of our broadcast to his video. It says, Walt Hazard and Rick Barry. There's one. GT Creations, also on Twitter. It says, favorite shooter, Tony Delk.
Tony Delk.
Remember he got hot that one night in Phoenix? He had like 53?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know who one of my favorite ones was growing up? And it wasn't a classic shooter, but could shoot in a great, great score, Andrew Tony.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and you talk about a clutch shooter.
Yeah, he was big time on that Sixers team.
Yep. Beasley hits the technical, so it's a common foul. It's a side out. Score is 83-68, Golden State leading by 15. So Draymond with another technical foul. Scott Foster comes over and explains something to Steve Kerr. Ryan Saunders says, okay. And Beasley to throw it in. We're up top. We're in the Cyber Policy broadcast booth. So only time we hear them is through microphones. McLaughlin back on the floor for Minnesota. Gets the ball to Reed. McLaughlin dribbles in on Wiseman. Lays up with the right hand. What a nice little move that was.
Nifty move because he had to get that one away from Wiseman and barely did and softly off the glass.
Talk about extending his body. Yep. He has 11 points. Mulder Hand off Curry. Curry threw it, a screen. Open three. Topside spins off the rim. Full speed for Beasley the other way. Two on three. Loses the ball in transition and turns it over. Bounces out of bounds. Wolves thought it went off of Warrior, but didn't look that way. We have substitutions coming in now. Anthony Edwards, the number one pick of the draft, has checked in. Mulder on the right sideline. Ed Davis also on the floor. Wiseman middle of the floor, left wing to Draymond. Popping out, Wiggins. Open three, yes. Does he hit it? No. And the rebound off the board, taken away by Minnesota and Beasley. McLaughlin will run the show again. High post to Davis. Uses Davis as a screen. Takes the handoff. Whipped it over to Edwards. He'll fake. He'll drive. Goes up over Wiseman. That's one driving on two. And the foul is on Wiseman.
Well, you can see Edwards' explosiveness when he hits the rim.
Oh,
I mean,
goodness,
he's strong. And he's sturdy. The question is he, when or if will he get a reliable jump shot? If he doesn't have a very reliable jump shot. And that's something you're going to have because that will open up everything else as he misses the first free throw. But if you don't have the shot, it's going to be harder to get to the rim because they're just going to cut off all your driving lanes.
So free throw by Edwards. Missed the first, made the second. Golden State's lead down to 12. They have threatened to blow this open, but never able to get that final push. Curry with the ball. Minnesota has a lot to do with that. They have worked really hard here in this second half. Wiggins posting up McLaughlin. Triple team, ball deflected, goes to Mulder. Left wing jumper no good, and the rebound on a good box out by Davis.
Really nice play by Wiggins, though. Post up, draw the defense, kick it out to Mulder.
How many Warrior passes tonight have been deflected?
Six.
At least. Davis to Edwards. Edwards guarded by Curry. Chased now by Curry off the screen. Pass deflected. There's Wiggins with a steal. Wiggins with a breakaway. One hand flush right down Broadway. He's got 20 now. Two of the three highest averages he has against opponents are Cleveland and Toronto. He's from Toronto. Beasley with a jumper three. That's on the wing over Mulder, and he nailed it.
Well, he's the one guy right now on the Wolves that you got to be cognizant of.
He's got 22. Draymond to Wiseman. Wiseman spins on. Davis goes up and got fouled and heads to the free throw line. 3:23 to go in this third quarter of play. Paul in Oakland says his favorite shooter was Purvis Short.
High arcing,
Purvis Short. That's right.
Those things are moon balls.
Always talk to Purvis when the Warriors hit Phoenix. He's down there as a player rep. Mike in Phoenix is Sleepy Floyd and Steve Nash.
Next one.
Steve played here?
No, it's not the favorite Warriors shooter. Oh, favorite shooter of all time. Pedro Stojakovic didn't play here either.
This is true.
Yes. Wiseman hits two. Well, he did play against the Warriors here, but that's...
Stop.
Larry Bird played here. Here's Edwards. Edwards driving, hanging in the lane, scored it over Mulder.
You can see the strength.
Wow. 87-76. What a move by Edwards. Curry off the screen by Draymond. Left wing, backs up off the dribble. Rainbow 15-footer in and out. Davis the rebound. Curry, 6 of 14 overall. He's 4 of 8 from distance. Edwards drives on Wiseman, puts the body into him, missed it, and Draymond picked it off quickly off the rim. Draymond looks ahead. Crossover dribble on the rookie, and a foul. It's on Draymond.
Well, Edwards kind of impeded him.
Scott Twodarski calls a foul on Draymond for extending the arm, apparently.
Well, I think he did after Edwards put his arm on Draymond's hip to impede him. I think Draymond's just trying to get him off.
It's not the best one of the night. Josh Okogie had one in the first half where he rode the guy to midcourt.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, now they're going to review this for a flagrant. Joy of joys.
I mean...
That's not a flagrant foul. That's a guy just trying to get position. Back to... The lair of Jason Phillips we go. Now, I love me some replay to get things right, but sometimes we get a little out of control. Official Enterprise Cloud Communications partner of the Golden State Warriors. Ring Central message video phone together.
You're going to stop loving it.
Foul has been ruled common,
yeah.
And we have Minnesota ball.
Common foul, Tom.
Yeah. Could have just asked me. I'd have yelled it down to you.
Oh, wouldn't that be genius?
What if I just yelled down, like I just climbed up over the plexiglass and went, "Common foul, Buster!" Then we could all just move on with our lives.
We'd have to say, "Brought to you by Ring Central."
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
That would be awesome.
Oh, brother.
We'd be on double secret probation for
years. Oh, no. I'd be out of here.
McLaughlin down the lane, rejected by Wiggins. Here's Draymond with a beautiful bounce pass to Mulder, who goes in and got fouled hard. And the Wolves bench wants a travel.
Mulder was going to punch that thing.
He wanted to throw that down.
He did.
Again, Wiggins trailing. Times that block perfectly.
That was nice. Really nice.
I think he might have
taken an extra one.
You like when you run, you do that little stutter step for balance? That was there. Mulder hits the free throw.
You know what's great, though, if you're a ref? All you got to do is say gather step.
Yeah.
Because no one knows what that is anyway. Oh, it's a gather step. Oh, what? Okay. And I got to go back to that Wiggins block, too, because he had to go to the other side of the rim to get that block on McLaughlin. That was impressive. And you're right. Coming from behind, he's really good.
The only guy I've seen that's better is LeBron right now.
Well, LeBron's like...
Yeah.
LeBron's scary.
Yeah.
If he's behind you, you almost don't want to shoot it.
The backboard doesn't want you to take that when he's
no, it does not.
In traffic, Edwards the other way, floats it up and in, and Edwards showing off his strength and versatility. 89-78, Warriors lead 11. 2:07 to go third. They have never trailed in this one. Mulder takes a handoff, feeds Curry, back to Wiseman. Wiseman in deep, goes up, trying to lean back from a bad angle, shot no good. Curry got the rebound, and traffic, he somehow squeezed in between defenders and floated up and in.
The patience, the vision and the patience.
Man. Outside, Edwards fumbled the ball, gets in the far wing. Throws up top to Davis, back to Edwards. 13-point lead for the Warriors. Edwards for three. Mulder ran into him, and it's a foul. It's going to be three shots from the number one pick of the draft.
You got to be really aware as a defender how quickly guys pull up from three now, because they do it all around the league. Guys know you're following them, know you're chasing, because that's what you have to do. You got to chase guys, stay in their hip pocket, but you got to be aware of them just pulling up on a dime so you don't run into them when they go into their shooting motion.
Free throw by Edwards is good. It's 91-79, and Edwards now with 8 points. Second free throw is good. He'll get one more. And by the way, Bruce checks in. He says, what about Kevin Durant? Have you guys mentioned him yet?
Good call.
Very good call, Bruce.
Yep.
Very good call.
Tell you what, this game is a little scary right now because it feels like the Warriors are up 20. Like they're just dominating the game. And if Edwards makes his free throw, they're going to be up 10. Now they're up 10 as he makes all three. You miss a couple shots and make it. All of a sudden, it's like, what are we doing here?
And Minnesota's playing really free and easy.
Yep.
Their two best players are out. Curry with the ball. Dribbles up top. Behind the back to Bazemore. Won't shoot it. Forced a drive and got fouled by McLaughlin on the drive. That's be the first foul the last 2 minutes for Minnesota. So a side out for Golden State.
I mean, it's always been pretty comfortable between 10 and 14, just kind of hanging around there, but that can change quickly if you miss a couple shots and they hit a couple threes.
Lee to Wiseman. Wiseman outside. Got it to Bazemore. Now we get a whistle and another foul as Lee tumbling with McDaniels, who gets up gingerly. Lee checking his left arm. Checking the elbow. He may have banged elbows. Damian Lee tries to make sure everything is okay. He's still bent over, though, trying to loosen up that arm.
Maybe hit that funny bone.
Hope that's just it. Lee heads to the free throw line. Got a pretty good start to his season. And right now, head coach Steve Kerr, despite the last couple of games, really likes the leadership he sees from Draymond and from Steph.
It's Draymond's team. You know, he is the emotional leader of the team. You know, he and Steph obviously are the guys who have been here the longest. And so they really have taken charge this year. You know, I'm really impressed by the job that each one has done.
Free throw is good for Damian Lee. It's 93-81. 12-point cushion for Golden State. We're down to 75 seconds remaining in the third. Crossover to the right hand by McLaughlin. Stumbles baseline. Squeezes around Wiseman to Jake Lehman. Locked up by Curry. Dropped the ball. Got it back. Puts it on the deck a third time. Goes up. Rejected by Wiseman. It goes out of bounds with three and change on the shot clock.
He had that sized up. He can see that coming.
Yeah.
He just said, there's no way this ball's getting to the rim. Nice anticipation.
Five blocks for Golden State. Lehman to toss in. Waiting. Hand off to McLaughlin, who goes baseline. Floats up a layup and scores.
Yeah, you can't give up baseline there.
Wow. So many little details for Golden State tonight that have not been executed. Curry crossing midcourt. Throws to the wing. There's Damian Lee. It's a three look. It's no good. Batted down. McLaughlin will have it. Wolves can go two for one. Warriors, they shoot that pretty quickly. Might have. Edwards now. Chance for a two for one. Here comes Davis. A screen for Edwards. Pull up. 15-footer over. Wiseman won't go. Rebound. Damian Lee took that in traffic. He got hit by Davis and by his teammate Bazemore. Lee with 25 seconds. Right sideline. Throws to Bazemore, middle of the floor. Curry wants Lee and Wiseman to exchange. So Curry now waits. Lee comes up. Curry gets into the wing. Takes a deep three right side. No good. Wiseman hit the deck, and Lehman with a defensive rebound. 8 seconds to go. Warriors up 10. McLaughlin off a pick. Comes to the right elbow. Goes all the way in. Double clutch. Won't go. Rebound. Davis put back. No good at the buzzer. No foul call on Wiseman. Davis thought he got fouled, and I think he has a case.
I think you're right.
10-point lead for Golden State with 12 minutes to go. 93-83 on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Well, it's a 93-83 count, the end of three. Golden State shooting 47%, down from 57 earlier in the game. Minnesota up to 42%. In the paint, the Wolves outscoring the Warriors 46-34. Golden State has outscored them 30-15 from three. But just a sloppy effort here in the third quarter for Golden State. Let's see how they can close this out. Left to right comes Minnesota. Tim Roy, Tom Tolbert in the Cyber Policy broadcast booth. That was part of your CarMax game summary. Edwards to the rim, blocked by Oubre. Goes to the corner, picked up there by McDaniels. To Lehman, down to McLaughlin. Quickly puts it on the deck. Crossover twice over Bazemore with a floating right-hander. No good. Davis with the rebound. And again, the Warriors get a stop, but they don't get the board. And their lead is down to eight.
And what kind of offense are going to run here with this second unit?
Wanamaker, Lee, Pascal, Oubre, and Bazemore. Oubre, they swarm him in the paint. Out to Pascal for three. It's good above the break. Somebody was talking to Pascal from the Wolves bench. I saw a long look back over there. Think somebody yelled boards. Edwards gets it to McLaughlin. McLaughlin, left side, leans back, banked at home. He is 7 for 11. He has 15 points.
And most of his damage is done driving in the paint.
Damian Lee, bounce pass to Wanamaker. Off the screen, Wanamaker. Cross court to Bazemore. Bazemore and Edwards put two hands on him, and that's a foul. Edwards his first. No D'Angelo Russell tonight. Quad injury. He does have a quite a remarkable purple and blue sweater on. He's not going to be cold. Oubre Jr. down the lane. Right hand runner. It's up and good. A foul on Jake Lehman is going to put Oubre to the line. A chance for a three-point play.
Well, Uber, he's got to think if he has Lehman on him every time he's driving him. Every single time. And he got Lehman got caught a little bit on that Pascal pick, but at just two dribbles and elevate.
Coming from McLaughlin, that's his third double-digit performance this year. Oubre misses the free throw. He has 12 points, 6 rebounds, and 4 assists for Kelly Oubre. Edwards off the pick, drives all the way, gets it up over Pascal, no good, rebound loose, and Bazemore comes away with it. Bazemore down the far sideline. Warriors not in a big hurry here. Bazemore wants to get the ball to Pascal. Guarded by Lehman. So Pascal on the right side. ISO. Quick move baseline. Stops. Leads back block. Ball deflected. Edwards has it. Davis came back to help in that play. Edwards with the dribble. Cross court to McLaughlin. He'll drive again. His feed knocked away. Picked off by Pascal. It's a one-on-one break. Pascal just hands off to Oubre Jr. Goes up and got wrapped up by Jake Lehman. And Oubre will shoot two.
Yeah, Pascal doesn't mind leaning into you a little bit.
No.
And bumping you off. Thing is, you just got to be subtle about the way you do it. And he didn't. And if you don't extend the arm, sometimes they'll let you get away with it.
Kelly Oubre Jr. rattles home the first free throw. Second game now that the Warriors are trying this. Actually, a third that they're trying Oubre with the backup unit. It seems to be better suited for him. They need a little offense from this unit. They kind of spread the floor around Pascal and gives maybe Oubre Jr. a little more room to drive. Hits both free throws. 100-87. Warriors up 13. Jake Lehman will bring it across. The timeline, right by the logo that says Oakland. Warriors wearing their Oakland jerseys tonight. McLaughlin on the far wing, below the hash mark. Cut off by Wanamaker, forced to the left baseline. Now guarded by Pascal, still dribbling with 5 on the clock. Backs up to the wing, waiting at the three-point line. Cradles the ball, flipped it off the iron, won't go. Bazemore with a rebound, spins up the floor, high steps it across the timeline. Looking for help now, finds Pascal on the right wing. Pascal waves Damian Lee away, says, I'm going to work on McLaughlin. The little guy takes him inside, double clutch, blocked from behind, but a whistle and a foul.
Yeah, you knew that was coming. Yeah, McLaughlin on him, he's going to take it right to the hole. And the rest of the Wolves knew it, too. That's why they came and swarmed for help. Got a piece of Pascal in the process, though. But that's one, too. I mean, I love the move and I love the aggressiveness, but when you draw the defense like that, that's one I would love to see him be able to see Damian Lee on the weak side wing.
Right.
And just flip it to him. Just bam. Get to the middle of the defense, collapse it, and then find a shooter.
He had that one pass in the first half.
He did. That was Damian Lee, right? Or right. Was it Steph? Yeah, it was Lee. Yep.
Pascal misses both free throws, so the lead stays at 13. Rubio back on the floor for Minnesota. He takes a handoff from Edwards, shoots a fadeaway over a double team that was blocked. Edwards stripped of the ball by Bazemore. It goes right to Rubio, to Lehman. He's stripped, and the loose ball to Wanamaker. Wanamaker feeds Lee, gliding in with a right-hand layup. No! Oh, boy. Man, I thought they were going to wipe that away. It bounced in for Damian Lee. Timeout, Minnesota. 6 straight for the Wolves. 102-87 with 8:55 to go on the Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. 102-87, Warriors up by 15 with 8:54 to go, putting on some token pressure in the backcourt. And now we get a whistle and a foul. It's going to be on Bazemore, the hold on Beasley. Beasley, his 7th 20-plus performance of the year, has 22. Rubio between the circles. On the bounce to Beasley, back to Rubio. Warriors switch. Reed sets the screen that Rubio rejects, throws a pass into traffic. Damian Lee has it, lost it, it goes out of bounds.
I'm not sure what Rubio thought he was doing with that pass. It was cool, it was between the legs, but it was to no one in particular.
I do not have any explanation. I have no knowledge.
I see nothing.
Ah, the great Sergeant Schultz.
Yep.
Hogan's Heroes, for those of you that are above a certain age.
That's old, old school.
Werner Klimper with the, what's it, Klimper? Klimpener? Played Colonel Klink with the monocle.
Colonel Klink.
Hogan! Ball up top to Beasley. Beasley has to take a three with the clock winding down. It's no good. You can see the Warriors locked up the Wolves on defense there. Lee to Oubre Jr. Off a screen by Pascal. Oubre Jr. back to Pascal. Another deflected pass. It was saved off of Pascal on a very athletic play by Josh Okogie.
That's a tough pass to make with all those. I mean, the Wolves have length, too. And in the interior, it's just tough to make those passes. Too many limbs.
Rubio, right sideline, gets the ball to Reed. Warriors up 15, trying to close this one out against a stubborn Minnesota squad. Rubio backs up the corner, skipped the cross court. Beasley's open, takes the three, and it's good.
Again, he's the one guy you got to make sure you account for. Every possession, where's Beasley?
102-90. This game far from over with 7:52 to go. Bazemore to Wanamaker. Wanamaker gliding, off balance, off glass. No good, but he got fouled. This will be our last shooters mention of the night. David checks in. He says, Rush Critchfield, who played a Cal in the 60s and played with Rick Barry on the Oakland Oaks ABA squad. Those are his two favorite shooters.
Yeah, I got nothing for you there.
Critchfield's been a coach up at Duke College, apparently, Norville, or nice. Was for a couple decades. Wes Balasuknia was on that Oakland Oaks squad. He was a childhood favorite of mine because he played at UConn.
Oh.
In the old Yankee Conference. That's the end of our relevant data part of the program.
How old are you? I didn't think you're that much older than me.
Oh, man. Wanamaker. Where's that mic off switch? Free throw is up and no good. He made the first, missed the second. 103-90. The Warriors have work to do here. Rubio on to the logo. Screen by Reed. Set. Wanamaker recovers. Deflected, the steal, the save. He got it to Damian Lee. Cross court back to Wanamaker, around Rubio. Steps in the paint, handoff Pascal, goes hard, takes the hit, no foul, rebound tip. Pascal gets it again, it's blocked. Loose ball, Wanamaker, no, it hit the baseline, and it's going to go over to Minnesota.
Oh, you can't blame the effort. I mean, Pascal was fighting and scratching and clawing down there and just couldn't quite get it to go. Had a good shot at it right there and a nice block by Vanderbilt. So
Vanderbilt, who's back on the floor, had a cut above the eye. Beasley from Rubio again left wide open. Hits the three, and now it's a 10-point game.
Should I just repeat myself?
Yeah, you can.
Beasley is the guy you need to identify.
103-93. He has 28 now. Damian Lee. Penetrates over to Wanamaker. Good closeout by Okogie. Knocked the ball away. Goes to the deck to get it. Feeds Beasley for a breakaway slam. And Minnesota is off and running. It's an 8-1 run for the Timberwolves. Timeout Warriors with 6:45 to go in the game. 103-95 and the 95-7 the game. Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. And Draymond Green has returned to the Warriors lineup. 103-95, 6:45 to go. Golden State has never trailed in this game. Draymond Green up top to Looney. Season high 29 for Malik Beasley for Minnesota. Looney to Curry. Curry off a screen, straightens up, fires, and hits a three. And the Warriors needed that in the worst way.
Steph restoring some order.
His fifth three of the night. Give him 24. Rubio. Left side, bounce pass to a cutting Vanderbilt, goes up and muscled it up and in on the baseline, lower left.
Tough finish.
He's been impressive tonight.
Yep.
The motor that he has. Wanamaker bouncing the dribble, Curry trying to cut, and Josh Okogie rerouted him, and that's a foul. Second foul on young Mr. Okogie. Who is a good defender. He plays hard.
Yeah.
And Curry goes to the free throw line. So Curry, now the Wolves are over the limit with 6:02 to go. The Warriors have only one foul.
Okogie with an interesting stat line tonight. Two fouls, one assist, and zeros.
Wow.
Zero rebound.
No shots.
No shots. He hadn't scored. No shot. He hadn't taken a shot in 16 minutes. That's crazy.
Wow. Beasley's taken 17. Reed's taken the second most, the 14. Curry gets a free two there. Wolves on the go. Vanderbilt feeds Reed, the big man out in the corner. Drives, lost the ball on the deck, picked up by Curry. And those sweet handles. Curry behind the back, between the legs, takes about a 27-footer. Got it! Curry knocked it down. Timeout, Minnesota. Just like that, it's up to 111-97. And the Warriors explode off their bench. Curry with eight straight. We take the break on the 95-7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. 111-97. Stephen Curry has spotted some moisture on the floor right in front of the Warrior bench. Maybe somebody spilled a drink. Players are out there mopping it up. Damian Lee, Juan Toscano-Anderson.
Maybe it was Jason Kidd spilled a soda.
Jordan Poole.
You remember that, don't you?
One of the great moves of all time. Here, just bump into me. Bump into me.
That was incredible.
What? Curry? Curry knocked it down? Yeah. So Curry had some spillage there.
We don't want to see that.
He probably was trying to buy an extra 10 seconds of rest, maybe. Rubio down the right sideline. Drives around Wiggins, gets to the paint, feeds Reed in the corner. Reed, the three, is up, it's no good. Offensive rebound, Vanderbilt. Ball deflected, but goes right to Reed, and he lays it in. 111-99. He's got 11 points and double figures. Curry right side, steps in the paint, throws outside to blocking fouls. Curry goes down as he hit knees with Reed. Curry trying to walk it off. Reed on the floor in pain.
Well, I love the fact Steph was being aggressive and heading to the lane, especially when the Wolves are in the bonus.
Yeah.
It looks, I was looking at his compression pants, I guess they are.
Mm-hmm.
Not shorts. I didn't know they had like, they have like pads in them.
Yeah, it looks like he's got
like football pads almost.
And, yeah.
Wow, those are, huh, interesting.
Do you ever wear elbow pads?
No.
Free throws good by Curry, 113-99.
I mean, I shouldn't make fun of him too much because Akeem wore elbow pads.
Oh, well, he could wear whatever he wanted.
Yes, he could.
Rubio's pass, stolen by Curry. Curry takes it across the midcourt stripe. Behind the back of the dribble, down the lane to the rim. Blocked away by Reed. The loose ball goes to Beasley. Beasley throws to Okogie. Okogie over the shoulder toss to Vanderbilt. Goes up and got clobbered by Draymond. And he's going to shoot two.
I'll tell you who should have worn elbow pads is Bill Cartwright.
Ooh. I heard that he just had like, they were sharp.
They were. I don't think he had full control over them. Like, he didn't do it on purpose, but he'd hit you with a stray elbow or he'd catch you with a, even his hips were sharp. Yeah, nicest guy, too. Like, no malice as Vanderbilt hits the first free throw, but it just, man, I was shorter than him, and he's trying to post me up, and I'm trying to guard him, and pop, elbow right in the face.
Friday, USF at Elk Grove.
Yep.
Vanderbilt with a free throw.
Fond memories.
Good times.
Yes, good times.
Second free throw. Slides home for Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt now with 10 points and 5 rebounds. Wolves have five players in double figures. Curry bounce pass to Draymond. Over to Curry. Curry stops. Good fake on Vanderbilt. Wow. Fake again. Takes the foul line jumper. It's not fair.
It is not.
Just not fair. 115-101. Vanderbilt drives it on Looney. Left-hand bank shot up and good. Vanderbilt, Okogie, Reed. He's got McLaughlin. These guys work hard. 115-103, Warriors up 12. Curry, stutter steps, backs up. Guarded by Vanderbilt on the switch. Now makes a pass over to Draymond. Wiggins catches up top. Rhythm, dribble, three ball, wide left, and Beasley there with a rebound. Game's still not over. 4 minutes to go. Beasley falls down, lost the ball, squirts away on the deck. Looney, Curry gets it, floats a beautiful pass to Wanamaker, who takes the hit, lays it in, and he'll go to the line, a chance for a three-point play.
It's over. Now it's over.
Don't listen to Tom. We'd like to build up a little sense of drama to keep you listening here on 95.7 The Game, our flagship station, and the Warriors Radio Network.
No, this is the best part. You never know what we'll say. I'd listen.
It's true.
And nice defense, nice throw ahead pass by Steph. He has those hook passes down. I mean, they're not always, they don't always get through hands.
Yeah.
But when they do, they're accurate.
118-103, Wanamaker hits the free throw for a three-point play. Rubio bouncing up and down with the dribble. Right side, in between two defenders, forced it up, no good. Rebound deflected, Draymond's got it. Draymond, pass over to Looney. Looney will advance. Gets the ball to Wanamaker. Wanamaker says, okay, I'll run something. Takes it left wing to Wiggins. Hand off to Curry. Curry draws a crowd. Now guarded by Vanderbilt on the switch. Curry left side of the circle. Backs up middle. Takes it for about 27. Curry! Wow. Just wow. Timeout Minnesota. 3:25 to go. Curry now with 36. He's got a 15-point fourth quarter. And we take the break on the 95.7 The Game Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Well, Stephen Curry has played 3 minutes and 20 seconds of the fourth quarter. And he has 15 points. And the Warriors are plus 10 in those minutes.
Been pretty good.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Yep.
121-103. Rubio between the circles. Bouncing, waiting, pass to the corner. It's Edwards. He'll blast down the baseline. Takes the hit from Wiseman. And Edwards heads to the free throw line.
Well, Edwards does not mind taking the ball to the hole.
He does not. He does not mind getting hit either.
No, he doesn't. First half, he settled for a lot of jump shots. Second half, either he decided or one of the coaches told him, hey, let's see if we can get to the rim a little bit. He's been very, very aggressive.
And you can see why he was such a tantalizing player for them, because, you know, you give him an improved jump shot, and then you got a guy that on the wing is going to be really hard to guard.
Yes.
Second free throw is good, as was the first. 121-105. Now we have Vanderbilt and Wiseman tied up. Draymond Green talking to Wiseman. Curry takes the inbounds. Saw help coming for Vanderbilt. Stop. A little stutter step with the dribble. Now gets it across the timeline to Wiseman. Flips the ball to Wiggins. Wiggins, top of the key, shoots over Rubio. That's up and good. Wiggins with a jumper. That's a two. It's 123-105. Beasley baseline. Inside hand. Knocked away by Wiggins. Blocked away. Loose ball to Wiseman. Curry's got it. That's the Warriors' ninth block shot of the evening. Curry on the far wing. Lob to Wiggins. Wiggins bumping with Rubio. Gets the ball. Lost it. Got it back. Rubio got it from behind. Wiggins goes in. Takes a hit. No good tip. Boy, they're letting him play. Wiggins goes up a third time. Bodies crashing. People crying. Wiggins heading to the free throw line.
I think this is. She's got taking a beating. This is the third time. Let's give him something.
Man.
Give him some for the effort. I thought he got fouled at least three times.
He got hit by Rubio on the wing. Took a hit there, but that one, okay, I'll let that one go. But, yeah, that one you had to call. Holy moly. The third time he went up and just got hit from the front and the back.
Looks like everybody's about to empty the bench. Hockey line change.
Well, you're going to have to come up with a name for the lines then.
Oh, boy.
Draymond Green putting on the sweats. His night is over. Wiggins missing a free throw. Draymond with 10 points, 6 boards, 4 assists. Jordan Poole's in, Mulder's in, Wanamaker's out. Nico Mannion's in. And Damian Lee, I believe, is at the scorer's table.
Well, he got left behind.
Yeah, he'll get Wiggins when we have another dead ball. Wiggins at the stripe. Buries that. 124-105 Warriors. Wolves with it. McLaughlin, who's had a good night, takes to the far side. We have a foul. Nico Mannion fouls on purpose to get Wiggins out and Lee in. Cache Creek Casino Resort, giving Warrior fans a gift this year. New Year's, actually 25 of them. 25 consecutive days, giving away unbelievable prizes. Today's grand prize, an autographed Stephen Curry basketball. That's right. You can enter to win at warriors.com/25days. Dribble drive stolen away by Mannion as Hagen's in there for the first time. Mannion, who got his first NBA points on Saturday in Salt Lake City. Pass to Mulder. Gets it up top to Jordan Poole. Back over to Mannion. On the perimeter to Lee. It's a four-out sequence, a whistle, an offensive foul. Jake Lehman was fronting Wiseman, and Wiseman got him.
Again, what do we talk about extending the arm?
We talk that it is a foul.
If you extend the arm, it's obvious, and they get you.
McLaughlin with the dribble to Lehman. These two teams will go at it again on Wednesday. 7 o'clock, Edwards off a screen, buries a three. That might have been his best release of the night.
No doubt.
Looked very comfortable there. 124-108. Mannion with a pass that ricocheted off his hands, took his eye off the ball, turnover.
And Steve, up off the bench, wants them to finish this game clean.
Off the screen, Edwards. Cross screen, circles up top. McDaniels, who has had a green light tonight, shoots no good. Poole with a rebound. Poole takes it across. Pass deflected again. Goes out of bounds. Boy, the Warriors have not been careful with their passes.
I mean, just deep breath. Don't know. You know what happens? You watch the offensive player instead of watching the defense. You know where the offensive player is going. You got to watch the defense to see if you can make that pass or not.
Poole to Wiseman. Wiseman gets it into Lee. Especially cross court. Wiseman faces up, takes a jumper, top of the key right, and nailed that.
Nice shot.
126-108. Wiseman coming off the bench in double figures has 11. Only 3 rebounds tonight. Goes up, blocks a shot, knocked it away from McDaniel. So Wiseman with his second block. Here comes Poole on the offensive end. Takes a floater on the go, turning over a double team and knocked it in. Warriors lead by 20. It's their largest lead of the night. Tough shot. Edwards outside the arc. Two dribbles, gets it to McDaniels. McDaniels pogos into a jumper, bounces to the left, and Damian Lee is there. Final 34 seconds, ball in deep to Wiseman. Wiseman turns, goes up, and no good. It's a foul on the floor that will put Wiseman back to the free throw line.
You think they went 2 for 1?
No, Nick Young no longer plays for the Warriors. Free throw by Wiseman is good.
And you get one shot from the Timberwolves, and that'll be all she wrote. Nice win for the Warriors tonight. A little sloppy at times, a little choppy at times, but in the end, you'll never say it was a poor effort when you win by 22.
Free throws by Wiseman make it 130-108. And in a weird way, it's kind of good for the Warriors that they have a lot of things to talk about after this game, because they got to play these guys again in 2 nights' time. McDaniels takes it hard to the rim, gets fouled by Wiseman with 18.4. And what I mean by that is, for those who might not understand, is now the coaches can go and say, okay, we need to clean this up, as well as the other things, fouling and rebounding, that they have harped on. I'm always leery when you play a team twice in a row in the regular season when you blow the team out the first game.
Yep.
It's hard to beat a team in this league two games in a row.
Well, look, a lot of it's going to depend on whether Russell plays or not.
Yes. Second free throw by McDaniels. No good, as was the first. Wiseman collects the rebound. Here comes Mannion. Mannion pressured with the dribble. Now the Wolves will back off because there's 3 seconds left. Buzzer will sound. This one's over. The Warriors get a win. 130 to 108. And that will end the festivities. And the two teams will hit the practice floor tomorrow and meet again on Wednesday night. 7 o'clock with the pregame show on our flagship station, 95.7 The Game and the Warriors Radio Network.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.